Let me recall that a premonadic functor is a right adjoint such that the comparison functor is full and faithful if the domain is a Haskell equalizer. Then this is a right adjoint, so this category will be a full reflective equivalent to a full reflective subcategory of the corresponding category of Eilenberg-Mohr algebras. And it is the case along this talk, since I'm going to assume always that I have coequalizers. Of course, if the functor is monadic, then it is premonadic. And about monadic functors over set, it is well known that A is monadic over set if and only if it is exact, has finite limits, and there's a P such that A has copowers of P, and P is an iterator for the regularity morphisms, and moreover, P is projective. So, in particular, we have that if A is a monadic over set, it has a projective iterator P for some class E of epimorphisms. The aim of this talk is to analyze the relationship between the existence of a projective iterator P for some class E of epimorphisms with the premonadicity of A over set. Well, here, projective iterator P in a sense which I am going to precise. So, first of all, I'm going to talk about some properties of this projective generators. Let me recall that a class E of morphisms is said to be coreflective if this embedding of all morphisms with the domain in B into this comma category is a left adjoint. This is time to say that for each F, we have a factorization like this with this morphism in E. And for another such a factorization, we have here a unique morphism which makes the triangles commutative. It is very easy to see that if the category has pushouts and E is pushout stable, then this local left adjoint determines a global left adjoint. Here, so here E is the subcategory of morphisms in E, and this is embedding of in the category of morphisms in I. So this means just that if you have here the, I'm going to call it E factorization of F, with E belonging to E, and you have a diagram, a commutative diagram like this with E prime in E, then we have a unique T which makes the triangles commutative. So the class E in following is always a coreflective class. And a property which I need to require this class E is following. I'm going to require that E is a class closed under the composition with split epimorphisms from the left. In fact, assuming that A has pushouts, and it will be the case, it is equivalent to say that E is closed under the composition from both sides. And it is also equivalent to say that if you have here a E factorization with M a split epimorphism, then M is just an isomorphism. So, from now on, I'm going to assume that the category A is co-complete. Sometimes it's not necessary so much, but it is just to simplify. I'm going to assume that A is co-complete and has pullbacks. Also that E is a push-out stable coreflective class which fulfills this composition, fulfills this condition. Let me recall that the stabilization as E is just the class of all morphisms F such that pullback of F along any morphism belongs to E. And it is very easy to conclude that both classes E and the stabilization of E are strongly right cancelable. This means that if the composition R by F belongs to the class, then R also belongs to the class. This class, this stabilization of E, helps to take an important role in the following. Let me recall the definition of an E generator. So P is an E generator if the canonical morphism from this coproduct into Y for each object in A, this canonical morphism belongs to E. Of course, if it is an E generator, in particular, it is a generator, since E is contained in the class of epimorphism. And I'm going to say that P is a projective E generator if it is an E generator, and moreover, it is projective with respect not with respect to E, but just with respect to the stabilization of E. So this means that if you have here a morphism in this class and some F with domain in P, then we have some F bar which makes this diagram commute. So let me denote by this way the class of all morphisms F such for an A in category A. This denotes the class of all morphisms F such that A is projective with respect to F, which is same to say that this function is surjective. It is very easy to see that this class is always pullback stable. We have the following property of the stabilization of E. If P is a projective E generator, then the stabilization of E coincides with this class here. Now let me denote this way the collimit closure of P and A, so the smallest subcategory of A which contains P and this class under collimit closures. Another property of the projective E generators is the following. If A has a projective E generator and C of P is coreflective in A, of course, since we are considering that A is co-complete, if we consider any object in A, the collimit closure of that object is co-reflective if, for instance, A is coil power, or instead if A is E, well, co-complete. So it is easy to happen. Well, if P is a projective if generator of A, then we know that the collimate closure of P is just the smallest equal reflective subcategory of A. And we have another categorization which is full in following. It consists precisely of all objects which are orthogonal to all monomorphisms which are in this class. So we have that the projective generators on one hand have a certain characterization of stabilization of V, and on the other hand they generate the smallest eco-reflective subcategory of A. The examples of this situation are very abundant. I'm going to list here some of them. It is clear that if A is a monadic category of a set, and if P is the free algebra generated by the singular set, then for the regularity morphisms we have this equality, and also this one. If A is the category of the small categories, and here is the class of regular epimorphisms, then for this category, for P this category, it is to conclude that this P is a projective generator in this situation, using the characterization of the stabilization of E given by Janelitz and Sobral in the by Janelitz, Sobral and Tolan in the last chapter of the Atlantis book, for instance. It is very easy to conclude that this is true, and also using the characterization of this class, where is the class of extremal epimorphisms, it is easy to conclude that this category is a projective generator. So it is projective with respect to this, but not with respect to E, since they are different. Another example. The category of pre-orders, again using a characterization of the stabilization of E, where E is the regular epimorphism, given by Janelitz and Sobral in a paper on topological descent. It is easy to see that this is here a projective generator. Well, the other examples, I'm going to show some other examples, but in this case, we are in dual situation. I mean, in this case, instead of a projective generator, we have an injective M cogenerator. So the stabilization of M here is the class of all morphisms such that to push out of F along any morphism belongs to M, and instead of calling limit closure, I consider the limit closure. So inset is easy. If you have the monomorphisms, the set is an injective M cogenerator, and you have these equalities. If you consider the category of top and embeddings, the category of topological spaces and embeddings, and if you consider the space with 3 points and with only non-trivial open this set, then you have also again this equality. If you have the category of zero-dimensional topological space and embeddings, now the stabilization is not equal to n, they are different, but again this class is characterized as being the all morphisms to which each P is injective, where P is this topological space, the only non-trivial open set is one. And for instance, if you consider category of abelian groups and monomorphisms, we have also a similar situation. In all these examples, the L of FP or the CFP were equal to the whole category. Just quickly, some other examples where L of P is different from the category. So here I consider the torsion-free abelian groups. Here the L of Q, Q is the group of rational numbers. It's just a set category of torsion-free divisible abelian groups. Here we consider the category of topological Z spaces, and we have again M, the stabilization of M is M itself. The limit closure here are the sober spaces. If you consider the category of Tikhonov space here, the stabilization is also different. It is just the so-called C star embeddings, and L of R is compact source. And here, if you consider the category of metric spaces with the distance allowed to be infinity, we have also a similar situation. So, these examples suggest a question: when can we characterize the stabilization of a class E as being of the form proj of P for some P, or at least proj of B for some category B? And this is a partial answer. In fact, if I have enough STE projectives, then for some subcategory B, this equality holds. And it is very easy to see that in the particular, if P is a projective generator, then in particular, I have enough STE projectives. So it's a particular case. And the other side, we have required more. We have required that this category B is equal reflective. So now I need one more definition. Let's call class F as a p-morphism to be saturated if for each F in this class the coequalizer of the kernel pair belongs to F. It can be shown that if you have a projective generator, because of the characterization we have in this case of the stabilization of V, we can show that this class is saturated if and only if when we form the kernel pair of each E in this class, and then we consider coequalizer, this unique morphism is a monomorphism. And in all examples I showed, the stabilization of V is actually saturated, except for the category of small categories. if you consider the category of small categories and small epimorphisms, we have here an example of this functor belongs to the stabilization of E, but the coequalizer of the kernel pair doesn't belong to stabilization. So it's the only exception in the examples that I showed before. So at the beginning, I referred to this equivalence. So if phi is monadic, we have this is A is monadic over set if and only if we have these conditions. So in particular, if is class of regular epimorphisms, we have that. In this case, we have that stabilization class is just E, and we have that P is a projective generator, and also we have this equality. And these two conditions imply that this functor reflects isomorphisms. With respect to premonadic functors over set, we have the following. So if P is a projective generator of A, if this class is saturated and C of P is co-reflective in A, then this functor is premonadic and reflects isomorphisms. So since in all examples, before the examples, Let me call P advanced generator if the collimit closure of P is A. So I am going to say that P is a projective dense generator of A if it is a projective generator and this equality holds. So using this result, it is immediate to conclude that if A has a projective dense generator P and this class is saturated, then this functor is premonadic and reflects isomorphisms. Well, in case of monadic functors over set, we have this equivalence. So considering this and considering the examples, we would like to know when we have the opposite. So, okay. In the reverse side, the one thing I know by now is this. If I have A co-complete and co-powered, and U is a premonadic functor which reflects isomorphisms, then I know that there is a co-reflective class C and a dense iterator P of I such that this is contained in this class, but it is yet far from to give an equivalence. Okay.